Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
with the deft playing of New York City alto saxophonist and composer Will Vinson, we begin a new hour of neon jazz together. That was the 2010 tune Squeeze off his album called Stockholm Syndrome. Originally from London, England, he has been in New York City since 1999 and has recorded and gigged with the finest in jazz. These days, he is also a member of a number of leading New York ensembles, like drummer Ari Honig's Quartet, and he's garnered an international reputation as a leader and a sideman in his own right. Up to this point in 2015, he has released 4 CDs as a leader and composer. And speaking of albums, Will got baptized in the jazz arts by some prominent jazz cats. He told us the tale via a recent interview with Neon Jazz. Have a listen.
And it was Count Basie. Count Basie was my introduction to jazz. And then that was immediately sort of snowballed into Ben Webster, Lester Young, Duke Ellington. My dad was also an Oscar Peterson fan. My dad's a pianist. He plays the piano a lot.
Will has appeared with his own group and is a sideman all over the globe. And he has gotten some crossover moxie in his blood. He's stepped out of the jazz lights to gig with pop rock cats like Rufus Wainwright, Suvan Stevens, Sean Lennon, Martha Wainwright, and Beth Orton. And at the end of the proverbial day, Will has great respect for the century-long jazz tradition with his own explorations into the rhythmic, harmonic, and melodic realms of the contemporary forms, and he does a really good job at it. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has always paid homage to America's finest invention, jazz. Via the Hall of Fame here in KC, 18 and Vine, and a fine crop of cats coming out of UMKC and Bobby Watson's jazz program, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to spin that jazz, baby. On the drums and well-versed in the bebop arts, here's the legendary Max Roach next on the show with the 1960 tune Driver Man off the album We Insist, and yes, we do.
Driver man, he made a life, but the mammy ain't his wife. Chopping cotton, don't be slow. Better finish out your rope. Keep a moving with that plow. Driver man will show you how. Get to work and root that stump. Driver man will make you jump. Better make your hammer ring. Driver man will start to swing. Ain't but two things on my mind. Driver man and quitting time.
Thank you.
Driver man, he made a life, but the mammy ain't his wife. Chopping cotton, don't be slow, better finish out your road. Keep a moving with that plow, driver man will show ya how. Get to work and root that stump, driver man will make you jump. Better make your hammer ring, driver man will start to swing. Ain't but two things on my mind, driver man and quitting time. Driver man, the kind of boss, ride a man and lead a horse. When his cat or nine tail fly, you'll be happy just to die. Run away and you'll be found by his big old red bone hound. Paddy Roller bring you back, make you sorry you is black. Driver man, he made a life, but a mammy ain't his wife. Ain't but two things on my mind, driver man and quitting time.
Hey there, this is David Gibson, New York City trombonist. You're listening to Joe Dimino and Neon Jazz. Boom. Thank you.
That was drummer, band leader, and composer Kendrick Scott with the 2009 tune Gingerbread Boy off his album called Reverence. Right out of Houston, Texas, he is the founder of the World Culture Music Record label. His vault into music came when he was accepted to Houston's famed high school for the performing and visual arts and grabbed a lot of awards at the same time, including the Clifford Brown Stan Getz Fellowship. And it was from there that he went on to Boston and the Berklee College of Music. These days, he is known for gigging with cats like Pat Metheny, Joe Lovano, Kenny Garrett, Diana Reeves, and Terrence Blanchard, along with many, many others. With his tasty Casa Loma Orchestra following his directions, this is the great Glenn Gray with the 1956 tune Casa Loma Stomp off his Casa Loma in Hi-Fi LP. Ha ha ha.
and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Marino.
That was jazz pianist, songwriter, and producer Cyrus Chestnut with the 2014 tune Pocket Full of Blues off his Midnight Melodies album. Cyrus is adept at mixing styles and resists being typecast in any one niche. This Baltimore, Maryland native started his music career at the age of 6, playing piano at Mount Calvary Baptist Church, and by 9, he was studying classical music at the Peabody Institute. He went on to the Berklee College of Music and then went on to tour with the likes of John Hendricks, Terrence Blanchard, Donald Harris, Wynton Marsalis, and the Betty Carter Trio. Off of Woody Allen's 1979 soundtrack for the film Manhattan, here's Dick Hyman and Milt Hinton leading the charge on the tune He Loves and She Loves, Bronco Busters.
this is Joe Cartwright. Check out Neon Jazz with Joe DeMino. We'll be right back.
That was organist and occasional pianist Larry Young with the song Beyond All Limits off his 1966 classic album, Unity. He was well known for his contributions to soul jazz as well, and he started out playing with R&B bands in the 50s, and then he moved right on in to jazz, gigging with cats like Jimmy Forrest, Lou Donaldson, Kenny Dorham, Hank Mobley, and Tommy Turrentine. So he pioneered a modal approach to the Hammond B3. That characteristic sound involved the management of the stops on the Hammond organ, producing overtone series that caused an ethereal drifting effect, a sound that is simultaneously lead and background, and it's hard to do. So his endings are shrouded in a little bit of a mystery. In 1978, he checked into a hospital for stomach pains, and he died shortly thereafter from what the hospital said was the pneumonia. But the actual cause to this day is still unknown, but we do know he left behind some tasty music. With his trio, this is Israeli jazz bassist, composer, singer, and arranger Avashai Cohen with the tune Abi off his 2015 album From Darkness. We'll be right back.
This is Anat Cohen, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was jazz trumpet man John Raymond with the tune New Blues off his 2015 album called Foreign Territory. This Minneapolis native started playing piano at 7 and took up the trumpet at the age of 10. While still in high school, he began performing at the Dakota Jazz Club, and he was fortunate enough to play and learn from some of the city's best musicians. And he has gotten around since that point, playing with the likes of Billy Hart, John Abercrombie, Orrin Evans, and many, many others. With one of the best-known names on the jazz piano, this is Oscar Peterson with the tune Dream on a Summer Night off the 2013 CD called Soft Sands, next on Neon Jazz. That was the 28-year-old seasoned L.A. jazz guitarist, composer, and arranger Graham Dechter with the tune Squatty Roo off the 2009 album Right on Time. So from there, we move on into one of the finest names in New York City jazz these days. This is cornetist Kirk Nefke with the 2015 song Safety Shoes off the album Arms and Hands. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that can definitely navigate the music waters like a treble clef sailor, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Okay, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.